USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Two major stories on Capitol Hill. The impeachment inquiry hearings continue and the Inspector General's report released. 476 pages, including an executive summary. It's taken almost 2 years to complete. The IG, Michael Horowitz, finding FBI performance failures, but no political bias. He writes, "We did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page." He's the former Trump campaign advisor surveilled by the FBI back in 2016. And at the impeachment inquiry, a black and white sign that says, "Where's Adam?" Republicans furious. Adam Schiff not at the hearing to answer questions. Instead, all-day testimony from two lawyers representing Democrats who are unelected bureaucrats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In USA News for Your Health, Gallup reports a record 25% of Americans say they or a family member put off treatment for a serious medical condition because of the price. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Results from the Gallup survey found that is up from 19% from a year ago, with another 8% indicating a family member put off treatment for other less serious conditions. I spoke to Lydia Saad of Gallup, who says that brings the percentage of households delaying care due to the expense to 33%, tying the high from 2014.
Overall, we find a third of U.S. adults say that they or their family couldn't afford care in the past year, and a subset of those, which is 1 in 4 Americans, say they couldn't afford care for a serious medical condition.
I'm John Clemens.
To the economy now. On Wall Street, the Dow down 105 points, the NASDAQ down almost 35 points, the S&P 500 down almost 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the IG report released and reaction to it. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says the DOJ watchdog report shows that the FBI Russia probe was fundamentally flawed. Speaking at the Capitol, the South Carolina Republican condemns the FBI's methods for obtaining warrants to surveil Trump campaign aide Carter Page.
I believe there will be no debate among reasonable-minded people, particularly lawyers, about how the system not only got off the rails, but in my view became a criminal enterprise.
Graham says he's not going to accept that politics were not involved because the people who oversaw the probe hate the president's guts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, pro-life groups in Kentucky pleased with what they're hearing out of the Supreme Court. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Supreme Court has said it will not take up a challenge to the state of Kentucky's strict abortion law. The justice is declining to hear an appeal to that law, which requires doctors to perform ultrasounds and show fetal images to women who request an abortion. The American Civil Liberties Union says it's extremely disappointed in the Monday denial by the High Court, saying that it's a law that's unconstitutional and deeply unethical. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.